You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
Hey, Brian.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Have you ever... Oh, my mic's cutting out. Sorry. I was just telling... Can you hear me or is that...
I heard it was going out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Okay, don't chip your tooth.
Might have to get a new cable.
Don't chip your tooth.
I was just saying something really stupid, so I don't have to, actually. That was like a good buffer that stopped me from saying something really stupid. Yeah, I'll say it. I was going to say cheese stick sounds like cheese dick. like when you were a kid and someone would be like, do you want any fish sticks? You're like, ew, no, I'm not gay.
No, I never thought that. You're a weird person.
Just a little joke to start the episode off for you.
And it's only downhill from there. Or uphill.
It can only be uphill.
Heard there's this whole thing out there that...
No, I don't know. I'm just joking.
God. I'm fucking believable. I heard there's this whole thing out there that Michelle Obama is really Michael Obama.
What the fuck is... Read that.
It says cancel court Bradley Cooper. I'm only teasing you.
What does this say?
Mike Obama. Obama gay letter.
Okay. Yeah. That was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
So let's talk about
that. That's so funny that you brought that up. Why did you bring that up?
Pictures of like their best friends and the kids are really the best friends. They look like the mother and the father of their best friends. And there's pictures out there of Obama with his best friend in college who clearly looks like gay, whatever. And it could look like Obama's gay. Is he?
Probably. That's been a long thought. Thing.
Oh, and by the way,
so there's two separate things here, but yeah.
Right, but there's three separate things. I want to sidetrack and we'll get back to this. This is sort of a cliffhanger for you to stay with us for the podcast.
That's funny that you brought that up. That was one of the first things I wanted to talk about. And yes, we do have a cancel court for Bradley Cooper this week.
Okay, and I like Bradley Cooper. Richmond,
north of Richmond.
Right, I've been listening to that a lot. And I've listened to all the songs.
Okay.
And there's other songs that are also about the government and political and things like that.
Okay.
I don't think it was like this guy's like a nobody that just like this came up for the election. I think it's just a real guy and for whatever it took off.
Yeah, probably.
And I listened to, he has over 10 songs. I listened to them.
Okay.
And
when did they come out?
I don't know when they came out. But
so why couldn't they have all 10 dropped within the last month?
I'm just telling
you. I can write 10 songs by tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. That's a joke.
Yeah, okay. I'm just telling you that. It's his style, his way.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, because that was the Patreon.
If you
episode.
Know what you're fucking talking about, join fucking Patreon. Go back and listen to Patreon one. You know what we're talking about for a fucking $1.25 a week, $5. It's less than a fucking Starbucks. You know why? Because they got that stupid Starbucks which sucked their cappuccino.
Starbucks is horrible and it's $5.
It sucked. It was five like 60.
Yep. And it tastes like burnt dirt.
And it's terrible. And the milk is even. I know they put milk in, but it gets frothy. It's not even like milk. It's not creamy.
Because they probably put in fucking oat. Or soy milk in your
No, head. They do regular milk, but it's not creamy. It's like bubbly, like if I took a straw and blew into the straw into milk and has that.
Starbucks is not good at all. I never get it.
I know. What's near my office that's better I can get than going to Starbucks?
I can look it up for you, but I'm trying to think of what's near your office.
I like that creaminess, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you could always go across the street to the mall. And get that French place you like, that cappuccino.
They get much bigger reduction of parking, and I don't go. Someone goes and gets
it. Yeah, but just saying.
But I'm just saying, so to me, if you want to know what it's about.
We're ping-ponged all over the
place.
If
you want to know what it's about, join fucking Patreon.
So last Patreon episode, we talked literally for the whole episode. We listened to the song, then we analyzed it.
And it's a great song.
We talked
song.
About where he came from, and I'm sure you know what song we're talking about. Like, it's been all over. So if you want to go do that, join patreon.com/daddyissuespod. Or the description. The link is in the description, and you can go.
All right, let's go about. Gay Obama.
Go Obama. Gay Obama.
Okay, I knew you were going to. You think you're
I
funny.
Actually think so. My mind has gotten worse with that kind of thing. Like, I actually think I have like some form of autism when it comes to that.
Oh, no, I think you do.
because like I used to just like Bryce and I would do it for fun. You know, we would combine words that. Could easily
it is
be combined.
Getting older too, and realize that there's no value for your brain to do that. You could do other things.
No, but what I'm saying is, Bryce and I used to just do it as a joke between each other or whatever. But now every time I hear one of those, my brain instantly combines them, and then I have to say it out loud. I had a great one the other day. My girlfriend had a bunch of packages from Amazon, and they were all ordered by her mom. And so she said, my mom went ham on Amazon. And right away I said, she went Hamazon. And I can't help myself, but my brain instantly combines them and I instantly spits it. I don't even know what I'm saying.
And that same sentence you say your girlfriend, which is interesting. Should I give kudos to her? Oh my God.
Okay. So gay Bama.
Yeah. So what's the deal with that? They're awful. Now, I tried, my buddy showed
me
photos.
So this has been a long time.
Correct. Theory. And he was shocked I didn't hear about it.
I'm shocked too. And that I knew you didn't. That's why I put it on. So there was a new news thing that came out this past week, which is why I wrote Obama gay letter, which we'll get into. But then underneath it, I wrote Mike Obama because I was like, do you know about that whole theory? And then I thought we could talk about that.
Obviously, I do. Snap,
and you were prepared
pop,
for it. It's
bitches.
Great. I love that.
Good.
So let's start with...
I don't know about the gay letter.
The gay letter. So someone is biography...
Can we call it a letter?
No, it doesn't work.
Okay. Go letter?
No, it's not. That's not the
can
gay
call letter. A gay letter?
Yeah. Okay. Someone is doing a biography on Obama. I can get the full story up with the details. But basically, this biographer like uncovered Obama's college roommate or college best friend.
Right, which is you'll see is very feminine looking.
Yeah. I think we're talking about two different people because I think this one was a woman. So it must have been his best friend.
It might look, then maybe it was a woman looked like a guy because the photo I saw was very sketchy. I'm just checking something out. Okay.
But in this... I'll read it. Let's see. Obama.
What's OpenAI? Do you know what OpenAI is?
OpenAI is ChatGPT.
Gotcha, which I never used. That I had to do for $20 a month.
Oh, so he told his ex. It was
idiot?
His ex.
OpenAI.
Oh, yeah. So this says, it's a 40-year-old letter written to an ex-girlfriend that recently resurfaced after Obama's biographer, David Garrow, gave an interview on the one-time commander-in-chief. So he was 21 years old and he wrote it to a woman, Alex McNear in 82. No. But I'll read you what the letter is and it's bizarre. He wrote, in regard to homosexuality, I must say that I believe this is an attempt to remove oneself from the present, a refusal perhaps to perpetuate the endless farce of earthly life. You see, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination.
That's cringe.
I mean, why would you write that if you're not gay, right?
And it says, by the way, it says before, I don't even understand.
I think he's trying, I mean, he was at Yale in law school. I think he was probably like trying to be like extra, like
I know, but
overly
weird?
Intellectual.
Isn't it weird?
In regard to homosexuality, I must say that I believe this is an attempt to remove oneself from the present, a refusal perhaps to perpetuate the endless farce of early life. To me, that sounds like he's saying homosexuality
is an escape from me.
Yeah, or it's an escape for everyone. It's not a real thing, or people use it as a...
No, I think he's saying for him.
An attempt to remove oneself from the present, a refusal to perpetuate the endless farce of early life. Or maybe he has these fantasies of homosexuality, and maybe he's ascribing them only to being fantasies. But then the next thing is, only gay men have gay fantasies, right? Like, that's not... No straight man has ever fantasized about...
I
making
know,
love
I not,
to men.
All right, it's getting
and he
cringy.
Says daily. He doesn't say once.
No, wait, the whole thing. So say that last sentence again.
He says, he says, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination.
Okay, that's bizarre.
Also saying in the imagination is gay. That's a gay way to say it.
That's bizarre. It's not bizarre if that's what he wants to do, but I just think it's bizarre.
Well, it means he's gay,
yeah,
right?
Like, I agree. So go on.
No, but so then...
Let me see if
this
is
the
looks like.
That was the girlfriend.
I think it's the friend, not a girlfriend. He's opening
a beer,
up like
probably.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't tell your girlfriend that you make love to men in your dreams.
Unless you want to break up with her.
Right. Okay. He says, my mind is androgynous to a great extent, and I hope to make it more so until I can think in terms of people, not of women as opposed to men.
Interesting. So he's 100% yes.
Yeah, but in returning
which,
to the
by
body...
Which, by the way, is okay.
Of course.
Who cares?
And it's even okay if he wanted to marry Michelle and have children and live a normal straight life.
I get it, but interesting.
This is interesting. He says, but in returning to the body, I see that I have been made a man, and physically in life, I choose to accept that contingency. I think there's two things in there. One is like a trans thing, right?
Yeah.
One could be read as a trans thing.
So because people think Michelle is trans...
Well, so that's the theory.
Some people think that she's going to run for president and get the whole trans movement.
Okay, whoa. There's a lot in that. there's two things that you said. I think
I know what I said.
I think she could,
and everyone who heard me knows what I said.
Well, in you saying that, you're saying that she's going to come out as trans.
She's,
by getting the to get the trans
I
vote.
She's going to come out,
but how she, would she get the trans
I vote? I don't know. Maybe it's the, who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think Michelle Obama would be a great Democratic presidential candidate. She's likable. Like, she hasn't done anything wrong. You know, Newsom has done a lot of wrong things. He's a hard one to vote for. Michelle Obama, a woman, black, likable, has accomplished things. I'm talking about just from like a regular point of view, not someone who doesn't like Obama.
We don't need another Obama, though.
But not from someone like you who's like has a bias against Obama because you don't like him. She's a better candidate than Newsom or Biden.
But not better than Kennedy.
No, but the, but they're not ever going to make Kennedy the nominee.
Okay. So wait, continue on with your
thing. I mean, that's what it says here. McNair, who dated Obama during his year at Occidental College, later redacted the paragraphs, which Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Garrow hunted down and included in his book about Obama. The letter is currently owned by Emory University, which does not permit it to be photographed or removed. Instead, Garrow's friend...
How did somebody get that fucking letter? That's crazy they would track that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but that was the social media internet back then. Now it's much easier.
Letters. Oh, like right. Tracking
joking,
it down.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that letter. And that this article was published August 12th. So like 2 weeks ago. So this was in the news recently. And that's why I wanted to talk about it. Do I think Obama's gay? Probably. And do I think he's always been gay? Probably. Even when he was president, he seems gay.
Yes.
He just, not in a flamboyant way. He seems like
a black Alec.
I was just going to say, he seems like how our uncle is gay. Right. I was, that's exactly what I was going to say. Who, he's like once you know that he's gay, you're like, oh yeah, that yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But he's not like, oh, hey, blah, blah. Like he's not flamboyant.
Hey.
Right.
How'd you do it, Bronny? Okay. You look like you had a seizure for a moment.
At least that's good to know that I'm not even good at pretending to be
you
gay.
You had a gay seizure.
Doesn't work.
Geezer. Okay.
Doesn't work. I think Obama's probably gay, which is okay.
Now, what about her being trans?
So that theory's been around since Obama was running for president.
Okay.
There's a Photoshop picture of Michelle.
Showing a penis, right?
No. Yeah. There's a Photoshop picture that came out like when Obama was president, or maybe when it was Trump was running or whatever, of Obama. Yeah, let's just go to Twitter and find it. Mike Obama. I don't know where this theory came from. I don't know why it came about. It's probably just like a sexist thing. And do you really think Michelle Obama, she's a big woman, but do you really think she's a man?
I do not think she is either. I do not think she is.
I think people did it at first as a joke because she's very butchy. She's a large woman and she has like masculine features, right? She's not like petite and feminine, but that's okay. There are plenty of women that are like that. So I think it started out as like a joke and then people
ran with it.
People were like, people saw that picture. Let's see, Mike Obama picture. I want to try to find it. There's like very, Michael Obama picture. I think also what's lended it credibility.
I don't think you're going to get it. The Google search engines will always protect.
Yeah, but I could probably, I could find them on Twitter somewhere. What also lended it credibility is Obama's brother came out and was like, yeah, like Mike, he calls her Michael on what? Twitter publicly. He's like estranged from Obama, but it's his actual brother. I think his name is like Malik Obama or something.
He calls Michelle
Mike.
Am I
making that up? Barack Obama brother. Or maybe it's Michelle's brother. Yeah, Malik Obama. I was right. Malik Obama. Yeah, so this is him, veteran of the Great Meme War of 2016, the best Obama. Him and Barack don't get along. I don't even know. Are they full-on brothers? Let's see.
Aren't they all brothers?
His parents are economists Barack Obama Sr. and his first wife, Kezia Obama. So I guess they're half-brothers because Barack is half-white. His mother was a white woman. He lives in the Obama's ancestral home, Nyangamo Kogelo, a village of several hundred people in Kenya. That's kind of cool. Because they are Kenyan, I guess. Okay, so that's the brother. And so let's see, Malik Obama Michael. I think he's literally called her Mike. I can't find it anywhere on Google.
Yeah, they won't allow it.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Is that not a crock of shit, though, that in and of itself?
And it's going to be so hard to like find it in his Twitter by scrolling it. But I know he said it. Like, I know he said it. I've seen it. Let's see if I just do Malik Obama Mike. Maybe. So this, let's see, what is this? It's not letting me load this tweet. So there's a tweet that he posted in June of 2020. And everyone is saying Big Mike, Big Mike. But now I can't access that tweet.
Interesting.
But all right, I'm not going to be able to find thought. That. So, yeah, it started as a joke that she's a trans man or trans woman. She was born a man. The woman. I don't believe that at all. But, like, it's fun to, like, people just mainly use it as a joke. Like, how people say, let's go, Brandon. People call her Big Mike.
And her kid, their kids, they think are their best friend's kids. Because the
kids look like that.
No, she didn't give birth to them.
Did she not?
No, she had a surrogate for her two kids.
Michelle Obama pregnancy. That's another thing is that people, well, so this is from PBS. Back in 2018.
I can't see what you
No, I'm just reading. It's an article I'm reading. Michelle Obama says she felt lost and alone after suffering a miscarriage 20 years ago, and she and Barack Obama underwent IVF to conceive their two daughters. That's not a surrogacy.
I heard there was a surrogacy.
From who?
Can't reveal my source.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't... Like, this is...
No, I'm just saying it right.
In her book. We were trying to get pregnant and it wasn't going well. We had one pregnancy that's come back positive, which caused us to forget every worry and swim with joy. But a couple weeks later, I had a miscarriage. The Associated Press purchased a copy of Becoming Miss Obama's memoir. In it, she writes of being alone to administer herself shots to help hasten the process. IVF. So it says she was pregnant. She underwent IVF treatments to conceive daughters Sasha and Malia, now 17 and 20.
Okay.
She also writes openly about racism. So that was wrong. But then people say, which I've heard, there's not a single public picture of her being pregnant. There's not a single picture that exists of her belly.
Just because she puts it doesn't mean it's right.
All right.
So when you say I'm wrong, I resent that.
Well, but you said she had a surrogate.
Okay, that's what I heard.
Okay, so you don't know.
But you don't know if that's correct either.
Sure.
Because you know the way the narrative
is. But you don't know yours is correct.
No, but I'm just saying.
I know, but you said she had a surrogate.
One article that's self...
Right, but if you go to... I'm going to the primary source over your source. I'm going to her directly. What's your source?
Uncle Why Brandt? Would she? She's going to say she didn't?
No, but what's your source?
Not Uncle Brandt.
Who?
Jeff?
Probably.
Swear to God it wasn't.
Okay, so but you won't even give me your source. I'm going to believe that my source then.
My friend Larry from last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So suck it, bitch.
But
okay, I'm just saying, but you said there's not one picture of her being pregnant.
There isn't. There is not.
Okay, so there you go.
Right, but.
That lends a bigger issue.
It's just, it's
Pull sauce. Up her kids and pull up her best friends. You type and see if you can come up with something surrogate.
What do you mean, her best friends?
1 minute.
You gotta give me a name.
Call my buddy.
No, just who's the name of the?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
All right, and then we can move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
I mean, they look. I think they look like here. Let's see. This is the family.
But you can't say that. Let me see. No, you'll see what I'm talking about. Hey, man, I'm on my podcast with Bronny. We're talking about the whole gay Obama thing and Michelle / Mike Obama. Can you send me the photo of their best friends and the picture of the kids? And the other text that to me. And one other thing. You said that we know there's no pictures of her being pregnant, but she said she did IVF and had her kids. And you said that she had surrogates.
In vitro, whatever it is.
Oh, but that's not surrogates, though.
In vitro was that she had a surrogate. Yeah, she wasn't pregnant.
So someone else was holding her children and gave birth to them?
Must have.
Where'd you get that info from?
I don't remember.
You can't tell me. You'd have to kill me, right?
I've known this for a few years. I was just surprised that you hadn't said anything.
Well, yeah. So, all right, text me the photo so I can just show Bronny.
All right.
Bye, brother. Last night was a good time, by the way. Oh, yeah, I got it. All right, good.
Is that Larry...
Yeah.
The big guy, Big Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. His voice sounded different.
Yes.
You know what's another interesting one?
No, I don't know.
About like people looking different. So you know Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada.
Correct.
His parents were like involved, like with Fidel Castro and the Cuban Revolution, they were like close to Castro before, like politically, they would go down there and try to like, I don't know, they were political allies or whatever. I don't know the full details. But there are many pictures of Trudeau's mom, like close physically, like touching or like having her arm around.
So you think Fidel. Trudeau could be Fidel's son?
No, I know they are. Dad, you have to look at them.
I want to see that.
Dad, you have to look at them.
But can't you do DNA testing for
that? Why would Justin Trudeau ever DNA test that he's Fidel Castro's son? That'd be horrible. I know,
but someone can get his hair follicle.
How are they going to get Fidel's? He's been dead for decades.
Exhume his body.
Trudeau Castro. It's like a known thing. And there's a lot of pictures on it. Okay, so first of all, look, this is Trudeau's.
Wait, those two?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
so
Lord. That's
Trudeau's mom. I mean, she's very close. She has both hands on him. And that's Trudeau's dad.
Who has no hands. Yeah.
And then look at them.
Wow. They look exactly alike.
Yeah. Here's another picture of the two of them.
Wow.
Like, it's uncanny how much they look alike,
wow.
Right? And then let's get Justin Trudeau. Let's get his
dad. Let's that's fucking crazy, Brian.
Pierre Trudeau. So, Pierre Trudeau. That name just sounds annoying. Okay, he doesn't look anything like his dad.
No.
Not at all, right? Here's two of them side by side.
Oh,
he looks like Fidel Castro.
Totally.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
Like, here's a bunch of pictures of them just... Look, that one's crazy. That's them both as... I wish I could get a clear picture. That's both of them as teenagers. It's almost the same person. Look at them. Here, this picture even shows their noses and their ears.
Very interesting.
And I think there are, like... There are... Like times publicly where where Justin Trudeau's mom has said like, oh yeah, Fidel, I love it. Like
Trudeau loves Trinidad cigars.
Sure, yeah. So that's another one of people looking.
Wow,
solid.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, right.
Let's do our cancel court.
Okay, click it.
Here we go, baby. Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head. What's next, Barbie? Cancel.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm here for.
That's fucking Barbie. Crazy. They did a movie too.
We haven't watched that movie, but everyone's been watching it.
How much Barbie?
Can I take? I can't handle
it. It's not on TV, is it?
No, it's in the theaters.
Wait for TV.
Yeah.
Watch in our theater.
Yeah, no, I'll wait till
it's the
TV.
The beginning of the end.
Okay. All right. Don't click it again.
1 minute, but Larry just sent me the photos. Give me 1 minute. Should I forward it to you?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, what do you do? There you go.
Oh, it's a TikTok. So this video, I've seen this video. It's fake. He says something about like her being a man in this speech, and it's falsified. It's
yeah, because that's not what I want. Is that always? I want a picture of the kids.
Well, let's see. Maybe it.
Finest military in the world. First of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael, and I also want to acknowledge
it's
your
fake.
Son Jack, who's deployed today. All of you have performed okay. Extraordinary service.
Yeah, let's not waste time on that.
That like has been proven false.
I wondered. Oh,
because you can find the original video of him saying Michelle.
Let me send this to you. It's no big deal, but all right, go ahead, Ronnie.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
Okay, so Bradley Cooper, you know.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, I do, and I like him.
I'm going to wait.
Sorry.
No problem.
He's just sending me stuff. Go ahead.
So Bradley Cooper.
One more. Okay. Just I'm so sorry. All right. Hopefully he's done. All right. I'm all yours.
So Bradley Cooper.
Wait, only joking. Good.
Bradley Cooper is starring in a movie about Leonard Bernstein, who was a famous composer. Okay. Also a Jewish man.
Okay.
I don't know if you could tell or not by the name Leonard Bernstein, the most Jewish name ever. Bradley Cooper's not Jewish.
Okay.
Right.
So what?
Sure. Right. He's an actor. The first picture from this movie has been released. A few pictures from this movie have been released in the last couple of weeks, promotional, and people are like saying that it's anti-Semitic and trying to cancel Bradley Cooper because Leonard Bernstein had a bigger nose than Bradley Cooper does. And so in the movie, Bradley Cooper wears a prosthetic nose, which, okay, it's fine. He's trying to be the person. However,
but it's, I understand, it's not Bradley Cooper. It's, he's not the director and makeup artist.
Well, he's the producer on the movie.
Okay.
Like, he was the one spearheading this movie.
All right, but he's a producer. It's the money guy. There's a director that deals with this stuff, not the producer,
He actually might be directing it, too. I don't know. But we can look that up, because he directed A Star Is Born that he started. So he could be directing this, too.
Which was phenomenal.
Yeah. The problem, and I don't think it's a problem, but where people had the problem, I mean, I guess one, there's the surface level of some people had the problem of a non-Jew shouldn't play a Jew.
Do not agree with that.
I agree with you.
We talked about that.
I just think that's ridiculous.
Right. Like Spanish people, what's the guy's name who you like, who's playing that, was he playing Fidel Castro? We talked about that.
Yeah, who was that?
He has a younger brother.
Yeah, they were talking about James Franco.
Right, it should be, you know, they had all the Spanish actors upset.
Or not even Spanish, Cuban specifically.
Fuck that. Go on.
Yeah, I have no problem with that, but some people did.
Because they have no life.
But it was like, so it was stop anti-Semitism, Bradley Cooper. They were the ones that were like, oh, interesting. So the ADL has defended Bradley Cooper.
Good.
So the Stop Anti-Semitism group, I don't know who they are. I don't know what they are. But they were the ones that started it, and they called it Jew face.
Which I think is derogatory.
Like blackface is a thing?
That's so derogatory.
They said, the main problem came about with his prosthetic. They compared side-by-side pictures, and it's larger, in fact, than the real Leonard Bernstein's nose.
Okay.
So that, I was like, oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that. But
okay.
But it's also like, that's not anti-Semitic.
I like this. Well, it could be. But
so here's Leonard Bernstein.
What's wrong with his nose?
Here's Bradley Cooper's nose. It's pretty large.
Wow.
Right? It's pretty large.
You know what? I'm a little torn.
Right?
Go back to the other guy. It was a perfectly nice nose.
That's Leonard Bernstein.
Handsome dude.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with his nose.
A nice Semitic looking man.
Actually, it's not even, it's indented nicely on top.
No, but that's a Jewish nose. Having that bump there and stuff is a Jewish nose.
Okay, your nose is bigger. I'm not saying the bad. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with his nose.
No. And so that's a still from the movie. It's a large nose that they put on it.
And it doesn't even look real. That's the problem. That's actually, I'm a little bit torn. What do you think, bro? Make that bigger.
I think it's innocent. I don't think it's actually anti-Semitic. It might be a little like, oh, that was the wrong choice, but I don't think it's anti-Semitic, right? There's a difference there. You can accidentally be offensive, and you're not anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitism is I hate Jews.
No, I don't think it's anti-Semitic, but it is an interesting thing.
Yeah. And a lot of people were saying, like, this movie was going to be like an Oscar contender. It was going to win a lot of Oscars. It just had that.
Who directed it?
I'll look it up. It had that thing. And now with this controversy, it's not going to win any Oscar because all the people who vote for the Oscars are Jews.
They can't, unfortunately. That's not.
But then
right.
It's also like producers. I've worked in Hollywood and we all know Hollywood is run by Jews. Definitely multiple people who were high up on this movie are Jewish men. And this had to get approved by them. It had to have. You know what I mean? Like there's no way that this was all Gentiles working on this top tier Hollywood project. Let's go to the IMDb page for it. Bradley Cooper. So I want to read what. So Stop Anti-Semitism, because this tweet, to me, I thought it was so funny. So this is from the Stop Anti-Semitism page. Hollywood cast Bradley Cooper, a non-Jew, to play Jewish legend Leonard Bernstein and stuck a disgusting, exaggerated Jew nose on him. That seems anti-Semitic.
Who wrote that? That's mean.
But that's the Stop Anti-Semitism page. Saying disgusting, exaggerated Jew nose seems anti-Semitic.
That's
offensive.
That bothers me.
I know, right? That's why I thought it was so funny.
What's a Jew nose? Fuck you. What's a Jew nose?
Right. But they did it in quotes, Jew nose.
Who's that Italian actor mom loves, a thin little guy who has the big nose? He was in like
Al Pacino.
No, he was in like one of the Predators or Schwarzenegger or whatever.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Adrian Brody.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't like him. Mom likes him, but he's got a huge nose. You don't say Jew nose, just has a terrible nose.
Yeah. Well, or just a large nose. I have a large nose, but I don't think it's terrible. No, I think it's nice.
Not terrible. That I think it fits my face. That guy's is terrible.
Adrian Brody's. I mean, he's a famous actor. It's worked for him. So I just thought that that tweet itself was also anti-Semitic. And then how they're trying to make Jew face a thing, like that's blackface.
Terrible Jew
but what does that mean?
Okay, I don't.
Blackface is a thing they would literally paint black on their face.
I don't want to be labeled as a Jew. I don't want there to be a label called Jew face, and that's offensive, period.
But it's also, I just don't think that's a thing.
No, I know that, but it's, but to
how
make
could someone be Jew face? What would they do to be Jew face? What's your face different than a white person's face?
No, but you know what I'm trying, I agree. But that's I still think it's wrong to even do that. I don't want the label. Who produced it or directed it?
Let's see. Upcoming.
That's right.
So it's called Maestro. Maestro.
Maestro.
Maestro.
No.
I bet he directed that. Give me, he directed and wrote it.
Okay.
Josh Singer co-wrote it, a Jew. Josh Singer.
Okay.
Let's see who produced it.
What, are you getting tough with me, like yelling at me? I would just fucking Googled it.
Okay, so I'm going to read through the names of the producers. None of them sound Jewish except one to me. Fred Berner, Jew. Right? Can we agree on that?
Okay.
Bradley Cooper, Amy Derning, not a Jew.
Derning's a Jew.
I don't think so. That sounds Irish, Derning. Tracy Landon.
Landon? No.
Is a last name?
I don't know.
Christy McCosco.
No, we know that.
No. Weston Middleton. No, definitely no. Not a Jew.
Was.
Janine Motor.
No.
Could be a Jew. No. Could be, maybe.
No.
Carla Raj.
No.
Definitely not a Jew. Martin Scorsese.
You know,
definitely
this,
not a
Jew. It sounds like Adam Sandler. Not a Jew. You know the song?
Oh, yeah.
Hanukkah. Yeah.
And then Robert S. Wilhelm Jr.
Of course he's a Jew.
He's not only a Jew, not a
he's
Jew.
A Nazi.
He's a Nazi. Full on. So there was at least one or two Jews there, and one of the writers was Jewish.
The token,
writers,
the token Jew.
Yeah, writers don't have any say in what happens during production. So it was mainly a Bradley
it's
Cooper
very
thing.
Interesting.
I don't think Bradley Cooper's anti-Semitic.
No, there's been nothing out there to show, but then we didn't know Mel Gibson was until the past 5 years.
But Mel Gibson has said forever, the fucking Jews, and blah, blah, blah. Like he's always...
Sounds?
Yeah, it actually is.
Such a shame he does such good movies, but he's such an asshole.
He does the best movies. Truly the best movies.
Apocalypto is such a good movie.
Yeah.
Whenever I see that, I don't want to have to watch it midstream whenever it comes on.
Midstream, you're peeing while you watch it?
Yeah, exactly right. No. Okay.
I don't think, like, the picture is a little,
It's exaggerated.
It's quite exaggerated.
Actually, it's a little offensive. Because now I'm just going to see the nose. I can't watch it.
Yeah.
It's like a chick with huge boobs. You watch, like, you can be the smartest person in the world. You ruined it. When your boobs are so big... You ruin your.
But he just put a little big note. Like, I don't think he's going to be in the movie.
Why do you have to do it so big?
It's but like, I don't think he's going to be in the movie. Like, oh, I'm complaining. I don't know.
No,
what about
no,
this? What about
it,
this?
Is it called Maestro or Jimmy Durante? Yeah.
What is Jewish about that?
The nose. You don't know Jimmy Durante?
No, I don't.
Look it up.
I don't think.
Talk like
I don't think in the movie he's going to be like, oy vey, these fucking violinists with my composer. Like, that would
okay,
be offensive.
First of all, that's
but that's
sad.
That's stereotypical
that's
Jew.
You could do that. You could do that. And two, is,
just,
that's Woody
I'm
Allen.
I'm just pretending to be you.
You're a funny guy. You're Woody Allen.
Got him.
Not even close.
Right, but it'd be one thing if we watched a trailer and he was like, oy vey,
I got it. We got the first third time right. You're not getting an Oscar. No one's going to say you're a great actor. Like, move on. Do it a fourth, Brian, in case nobody listens.
Oy, my back after all this life. Ugh. Why do the you gotta be a lawyer, a doctor?
What's with you? I don't know. I got a headache. I get out my joints. I don't vault.
What do you have for lunch? I had tuna on rye.
Seedless, of course. So, Daddy is gonna be called Kibitzing with the Jews. Okay.
But he's not doing that. So that's one thing. Although he might in the movie. That would be offensive.
You never heard of Jimmy Durante?
No.
You never heard? Wow.
An American comedian. He has got a big nose, but not a Jew nose. No, that's like an Irish nose.
Okay, and you got to hear him
bulbous.
Talk. Is there a video? You got to hear him talk. Like, yeah, how you doing, kid?
He looks like he'd sound like that.
Let me see him. He's dead, I'm sure.
Yeah, he died in...
20 years ago.
Everywhere, and is still going places. Jimmy Durante.
He's got a bad nose.
Yeah.
Go on, places. Girls, I'll say I'm going places. Right now, stand back. I gotta get into my song.
Jimmy, was he a comedian or a performer?
Jimmy, what you hurry?
I think comedian.
Jimmy, what you hurry? I'll tell you, Jimmy, what you hurry? You know, I got a tune in my head, a song in my heart, and my car is in a 5-minute
Yeah, pocket. Comedy's changed for the better.
Jimmy Durante.
Yeah.
But you learned. You learned something new.
Sure.
All right, the nose is offensive. I'm not going to lie. It's too big.
Oh, so let's go back and see what the ADL said about it. Let's see.
So funny.
Leonard Bernstein's children also are defending Bradley Cooper.
Good. I knew they would.
The Anti-Defamation League has defended Bradley Cooper's decision to wear a prosthetic nose to play Leonard Bernstein in the upcoming biopic after the actor was accused of performing in Jewface. The U.S.-based International Jewish Organization, which fights anti-Semitism, issued a statement. This is what they said. Throughout history, Jews were often portrayed in anti-Semitic films and propaganda as evil caricatures with large hooked noses. This film, which is a biopic on the legendary conductor Leonard Bernstein, is not that. Bernstein, the son of Jewish Ukrainian immigrants to the U.S., was a renowned composer. So yeah, that's just basically what they said. Do you want to watch the trailer?
Can we do that without being canceled?
Oh, let's.
Without being canceled. Well, we'll just watch the beginning.
It's black and white?
Yeah.
Sick. I'm not going.
No.
Hey.
Can you try? Just.
Maybe I should stop and think for a second.
I don't know if the whole thing's in black and white.
Sending it to you.
20.
No.
How's he changed his voice?
So how long do we have to do this for?
That's his voice. We need to build up a very strong connection.
All right, I won't be watching. You can turn it off. I won't be going. And it's not because of Jewface. I won't be going because I'm not watching black and white.
And I don't think you want to watch a movie about the life of a Jewish American composer in 1950. I don't think that really would interest you.
Not at all. Is there any martial arts scene in it? Yeah. Is there any sex scene in it?
I wouldn't imagine that that would be your type of
there's
movie.
No martial arts. If there's no fighting or anything like that or no guns, I don't want to watch it.
I'm trying to think of a Jewish...
like. Yeah, move on, Bronny. Stop. Right. You're not getting an award for acting, so move on.
I can get the award if I want to.
There's a little Italian in it?
Oh, yeah, maybe it was. Right. But I will say, I think anyone should be able to play anything.
They're not canceling him.
No, people are trying.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
People can get a life too, but I guess everyone's allowed their opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, who are we? Yeah. I mean, listen, who are we to say what people can and can't do? Live and let live. You should be well.
If someone not Jewish did this bit that we just did, would it be like, would you be offended?
No, it's comedic. So why be offended?
But would you feel comfortable being like, oh, the chopsticks are very strong? Like, would you do that? Or like, I felt a little wrong just doing that right now.
I'm not a comedian because you did a terrible job, but
I did this, it would be one thing. What I'm doing is slanting my eyes back.
Oh, no. But when we grew up, unlike you and this pussification society.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I'm a pussy for sure.
Not you. I'm saying it's your society, not you. I didn't say you.
You did. You said you and your society.
I did not say you, so fuck you, I did not.
I wish I could go back, because you 1,000%.
I didn't say your pussy, I said when I grew up, you and your pussy.
Right, exactly.
Not you.
But you said you.
You growing up in your society, but that's the difference.
I know,
not you being a pussy.
You gotta talk on the mic.
But it's not you being a pussy.
I know, but you said
okay.
You.
Bron, you gotta shut the fuck up, okay?
Go on.
Hey, Brycey Boo. Oh yeah, bring that shit in.
Oh shit.
Yeah, dog. Should I eat it or no, because I'm losing weight?
It's a little bit.
Wow, nice glass too. So wait, why don't you put a whipped cream on there?
Bryce made homemade whipped cream and a homemade hot fudge on top of mint chip ice cream.
Oh, wow. Keep talking, Ronnie. I need your vab.
We got to move on. Vab. Vab is put my vagina juice on me.
Do that.
But I guess you said I'm a pussy, so maybe I have one too.
I did not. Hey, Bryce. Bryce. Wow.
It's good. I don't like mint chip ice cream.
Wow.
Not only do I not like it, I don't think it should be an ice cream flavor.
Can I get more whipped cream?
This is part of Bryce's steak fried Bryce.
That everybody should be listening to.
Following, not listening to.
That too.
All right. I'll move on to the next thing. But I want your reaction. So.
Wow.
Why couldn't you wait like 15 minutes for him to be done?
All right, go on.
Was it? So it's warm fudge?
Any more ice cream or no?
You don't need more.
I'm listening.
Okay, so total pivot.
Pivot. Oh, fuck. I'm listening.
I don't know which one I should go. I guess I'll just pick one of them. There's a few things that I want to talk about. We only have time for one.
I'm all yours, buddy.
Bill Gates, apparently, this has been a thing that he said, that he's trying to patent, like genetically modify mosquitoes and then patent them so that he can make it so that they like carry vaccines in their little proboscis.
For people to be bitten?
So that when they're flying around and they're putting their needle in you, you're also getting vaccinated unknowingly.
Okay, that's warfare. You can't do that.
Yeah, when I heard that, I said, I was like, I'm literally going to assassinate him. Joking. Yeah. Joking.
You can, that's like chemical warfare. You can't do that.
Why? Who regulates mosquitoes? Who owns mosquitoes?
Putting something out.
The mosquitoes aren't owned by the government, right? Like, what's to say? Why couldn't I just take... Let me get a news article about it. Because I heard this. Mosquitoes, Bill Gates, vaccine.
People will have them killed. They will. They won't happen.
So this is right from his website, gatesfoundation.org. Bill Gates announces $168 million to develop next-generation malaria vaccine. Okay, so they're only saying it's malaria, but once you have it for one...
You don't know what they're going to put in, what they're going to call it.
Bill Gates announced today that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, blah, 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 to develop vaccines for malaria. But this might not be through the mosquito. Gates announced the new funding at the event.
Wow.
Support MVIS to expand its R&D. Okay, that's not what I want. Here, this is what I want. Transgenic mosquitoes, a flying syringe to deliver protective vaccine via saliva.
Okay, this is very scary.
It'll ruin the world.
This is very fucking, because you know what they put.
They could put anything genetic, and it's
they can
completely
make you female. They can make you
sure
depressed, anything.
Yeah.
With fentanyl in them.
Or they could just make you docile so that you go along with whatever they want. They can make everyone just simple-minded. Who knows? They might already be doing this. Like, you know?
Oh, this is fucking scary. Yeah. See, that problem, people have too much money. There's so much money. This is a big problem. They're acting, they're so bored, and they have so much money. It's such narcissistic fucks. They're playing God. Because they can. They can do anything they want. Right.
And why
money.
Bill Gates? Who the fuck is he? He's a nerd from Washington. Fuck him.
Who fucked minors with Jerry Epstein.
Jerry Epstein? Wait, what's his name? Epstein. It's, oh, what's his name? Jeffrey. Jerry made him so much more Jewish.
I made him do it.
Why don't you come island? You can have a little fun. Right, relax.
First of all, you're not even getting best supporting actor, number one.
Put your feet up. Relax.
I'm Jerry Epstein. I'm cousin of Jeffrey Epstein.
Jerry Epstein's Island. We have Sabbath dinner every Friday. No lights on the island after 7 p.m. on Fridays.
Have a schmear. Good.
Have a schmear to stump. That was good. That was a good one.
All right, Bronnie, go ahead.
Wow, that deserved more credit from you, but get it because they had sex on the island.
I get it. What do you think, I'm a fucking idiot?
I didn't laugh at it.
This is a problem.
So this is from Global Grand Challenges. Oh, yeah, right here. So this, look. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.org, Global Grand Challenges. Professor Hiroyuki Matsuoka,
Jewish?
In Japan, will attempt to design a mosquito that can produce and secrete a malaria vaccine protein into a host's skin. The hope is that such mosquitoes would deliver protective vaccines against other infectious diseases as well. So they already said that they're open to doing it.
So let me
explain
this. So this is, you know what's going to happen? If they're doing it in a lab and it just happens to get out, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we were just doing it for research purposes.
Correct. Just like fucking COVID bullshit.
And then there's a lab that will be like.
And then Fauci will make a billion again. Say, no, it's okay.
But it's not even.
Wow.
The thing is, this is against your will.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Well, like the COVID vaccine, you had to walk into a thing and someone had to put it in your arm and you had to let them.
So
this is a mosquito. You could be getting fucking. You could be boosted up 20 times a day.
What if you're. Alerted, you know, can't you sue him for doing this if he affects you? Right, the COVID vaccine.
I'm sure he'll have immunity, like the COVID vaccines have full immunity.
Fuck that. Why, the government's endorsing it?
No, but I'm talking about with the COVID vaccines, the government gave them full immunity. Because so I'm sure with this, they also.
Why, the government is supporting this?
No, I don't know. This is just from their foundation.
Okay, this we fucked up.
But isn't that crazy? Like, when I first said it out loud, it's like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Bill Gates doing giving vaccines through mosquitoes. This is from his own fucking website.
All right, this is a major problem. Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Kill all the mosquitoes?
We have to know the revolution.
That's why when I first heard about this, I turned to the person that I was with and I said, if this actually comes to fruition, we have to assassinate Bill Gates.
Well, you can't say that, right?
I'm joking.
But people will probably.
But also the thing with this is once one of them is out in public,
right, it's
forever.
They just let two people out there.
Mosquitoes, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, people. Jerry and Jeffrey.
You're retarded.
You're a retarded, is what you just said.
Yeah, retarded, but you said. That's a real problem. By the way, I wish I didn't have the ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
It's all right. Huge problem.
My friend said to me today, he says, you look like you lost a lot of weight.
That's great.
Yeah, huge. I haven't heard that in a couple of years.
Yeah. I think you look like you can see it in your neck.
And my waist is feeling a little better.
That's good. The best is when you get another rung on the belt.
Brian, I'm upset over this.
No one's really talking about it, right? So I Googled it. Oh, look. This is from AP News, June of this year. Let's see.
June of this year?
A Bill Gates-type mosquito project is not responsible for recent U.S. malaria cases. I don't buy it. And if you're saying that it's not responsible. Rare malaria cases reported in Florida, Texas recently were caused by a disease control. Well, that's the claim. So it says the CDC announced this week that malaria has spread by mosquitoes in the last 2 months, 5 cases.
All right.
Yeah, this is different than what we're saying.
Big, big concern, bro.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be carriers now. They're the live drones.
And then what's it going to mutate to? Once you put something out into the world of nature, who the fuck, you have no control over it. Jurassic Park. That's what it is. You know, so it's like these mosquitoes could then, let's say they're to prevent malaria, right? And so they're giving us all malaria vaccines. Fine, whatever. But let's say in 5 years, all those now have evolved so that they're not giving malaria vaccines, but they're giving an insane version of malaria.
Right, or something that's another infection.
Or a malaria that's immune to the vaccines now because it's...
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's fucked up.
And then why would they stop at malaria? They'll do it for everything.
They'll do it for everything.
And then they won't just do it for diseases.
They'll never tell you, by the way.
They'll do it to dumb you down, or they'll do it to make you smarter, or, you know, they'll do it to make everyone trans or whatever.
Wow. So what do you do?
In that scenario, just don't go outside, I guess. I don't know. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Done.
Once one of, like, COVID got out and it's here forever. We're never, right? Like, we have the flu every year. We will have COVID for the rest of our lives. It's never going away.
Human beings are evil, man. Fucking evil.
Yeah. Also, there's a story. I don't remember the details, but there's something with Bill Gates and a vaccine where he was giving out polio vaccines in Africa, but he knew that the vaccines that he was giving out were, like, bad and that they were causing other things and they were causing all these African kids
to
die.
What an asshole.
Yeah, let me look it up. Because
so what, he can buy their real estate?
Bill Gates, polio, Africa.
Crazy world, man. Crazy. That's some scary shit, Bronnie.
So this is newage.net. Don't know what this is, but let's read it. Gates Foundation vaccine spreads polio across Africa. Microsoft founder Bill Gates made himself the global vaccine czar as the foundation spreads billions on spending new vaccines globally. The UN has recently... The record of the Gates Foundation pushing an oral polio vaccine across Africa gives us more sobering evidence that Gates says that all Gates says and does is not genuine human charity. The UN just recently admitted that new cases of infantile paralysis and polio have resulted in Africa from an oral polio vaccine developed with support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I don't trust him.
Let me see if I can find that UN. So polio Africa vaccine. Yeah, right here, science.org. I trust that one, right?
Okay.
That's very reputable.
Why'd you get rid of the bottom so you can have the full page?
Last week, the Global Polio Eradication Initiative reported 7 children, 6 in the Democratic Republic of Congo and 1 in Burundi, had recently been paralyzed by the polio virus strains derived from a vaccine meant to prevent the disease. Unfortunately, such cases are so common. 786 were reported last year in Africa, Yemen, and elsewhere, that these seven might not have stood out amongst the noise, but there was a key difference. They said these are the first cases linked to the new polio vaccine that was painstakingly designed to avoid just this problem. Known as the novel oral polio vaccine type 2, it was rolled out 2 years ago this month. It's disappointing, but not entirely unexpected. The novel vaccine is not a magic bullet. The Dalit initial rollout, it's... So here, it says... Sad. Policy for polio at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the other co-chair for the GPIE. So they are also linked in this. Now, it's a stretch to also say they purposely made this vaccine cause polio, right? Like, it could just be a bad vaccine. Mm-hmm. But they haven't pulled it. That's the problem. They keep administering it. When you have a bad bat, right? Like, the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine was, like, there were a few bad cases, and so they pulled it right away. They were like, we're not doing this vaccine. Now, should they have done that with the Pfizer and Moderna ones? Yes, of course. But those lobbyists were probably too big.
Terrible.
Yeah, Burundi officials detect
there's too many vaccines. The body can't handle all these vaccines, I'm telling you, Brian.
Yeah.
It's too much. It is, and these young babies getting it. It's too
giving
much.
Giving all this shit to babies is crazy. Now a lot of young parents and, like,
are not allowing it.
Well, there some that, but I mean, like, if they're doing it with a pediatrician, they're, like, rolling them out much slower. So instead of getting, you know, the baby getting seven shots when they're two, they'll get two shots when they're two, two more shots when they're six, two more shots when they're nine. You know, so scary. It's, like, rolled out.
It's scary.
So the
shit,
baby's
man.
Not getting, like, an insane amount of foreign material.
When you fuck up the body, the molecular structure and the atoms and things like that, and when you put this stuff in. And, you know, into the body.
This is from, I remember who was talking about this. Someone was talking about it. It was someone on Rogan, I think, that they were saying that what's actually happening is this vaccine, maybe it was RFK, this polio vaccine, what they saw all these crazy numbers of young, specifically women, like girls, like 8 to 15 in Africa who were, in the last couple of years, have had all these crazy random deaths that they shouldn't have, like immune-related deaths. So they've gotten, like, pneumonia or just, like, random things that they used to not ever die from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forget who said it. I wish I could remember. But someone, I think it was, like, the UN or something, collated that information with the vaccines, and they found that all these girls
had the vaccine,
got this polio vaccine. So what they're thinking is this specific vaccine is weakening. It's not that it's
the
killing
other,
people.
The immune system for other viruses.
It's weakening all these kids' bodies.
Terrible.
To the point that cold is killing them.
And plus, if these third world countries don't have the proper nutrition and things like that, their immune system probably be more compromised.
Right. And then let's say they catch a cold and now they're really compromised and then they're fucked. There's no medicine or anything.
Because maybe
them.
The body is attaching to the polio vaccine to fight that and not enough strength to fight the basic stuff the body would have fought.
So then at a certain point, you have to weigh the cost benefits, right? Like, is polio
such an epidemic
that we like that it's worth risking all these kids from getting killed by the cold, you know? So this is from the National Institute of Health. The African polio vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Clinical and molecular findings suggest that the acquired immune deficiency syndrome virus. Oh, so acquired immune deficiency is AIDS, acquire immune deficiency syndrome.
Yeah, AIDS, yep.
Human immunodeficiency virus was introduced into the human species at the time in the geographic area where millions of Africans were vaccinated with poliovirus strains that were produced in kidney tissue obtained from monkeys. Since monkeys not only harbor viruses that are remarkably similar to and genetically related to human immunodeficiency virus, they also served as tissue donors for the African polio vaccine. It is reasonable to suspect that a then non-detectable monkey virus with AIDS-like properties was unknowingly co-cultured with the poliovirus vaccine and subsequently administered in the vaccines. The possibility of such a polio vaccine-acquired immunity AIDS is a reminder of the unpredictable danger of artificially crossing natural species barrier in laboratories. That's terrifying. Holy
shit. That's scary
as
shit, right?
Yeah, that's back from 1997.
This is like what fucking Hitler was doing with experimenting on fucking the Jews, right?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, that's... other shit. All
right, do you have a fatherly advice?
Oh, yeah, I can get that up.
Interesting topic you talked about today.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Scary.
Yeah.
No?
I said, yeah.
No? I'm teasing you.
I know. Okay, let's see. People got to send in new ones because I'm almost out. So if you're listening and you need advice from us in any scenario,
can you post it in your DMs and shit? Just post it so people know.
Yeah, I could story it, yeah.
Why you start though? Because you've been a little lax on that.
People posting fatherly advice? I
never. Probably don't even know how to do fatherly advice.
I've never posted it until I only posted it once, and then we just talk about it in our episodes.
Well, keep doing it.
Okay.
All right. No? We might have to have our own PR department start making up fatherly advices. I'm an 18-year-old girl. I just graduated high school.
Okay. They're all the same. Yeah. They're all the same. That's why it's hard when
it's
I look
really
through these.
It's really a friend of mine who's really not a friend. We fooled around once, but I don't know what to do. Because he says he likes me, but he doesn't like me. Well, anonymous.
This is
a long one.
Yeah, this is from Michelle. My name is Michelle. I'm 26, writing to you about my family situation. When I was going into my sophomore year of college, my mom was diagnosed with FTD, which is a rare form of dementia that affects people in their 50s and 60s.
Oh, that sucks.
She's had this for the last 4 or 5 years of her life until she passed away in June 2021. Throughout the majority of her sickness, my brother and I were at college, and I know my dad handled the brunt of the situation. He dealt with it 24/7 when I felt like my brother and I dealt with it more hands-on when we were off from school. When I graduated in 2019, lived at home, and helped out more, I really saw how hard it was to take care of her, even when we had a live-in nurse. It was just very hard witnessing everything. My dad truly did everything he could for my mom and would go above and beyond where even his friends and others would say if they were in his situation, they don't think they'd be able to handle it. She passed in 2021, a little after I moved into a new city. In some ways, I felt like it was for the best as she was suffering towards the end. Where I need some advice is I feel like my brother and I, obviously, even though we miss our mom, in ways feel like I lost my mother when I was 19. Where I need some advice is I feel like my brother and I, obviously, even though we miss our mother, in ways feel like I lost my mother when I was 19 and my brother 17, as she became so different throughout her sickness. I also think as children, we expect someday we are going to have to say goodbye and see our parents pass. Don't really understand what she's asking, but maybe we'll get to it. My dad, on the other hand, this is his spouse that he lost too soon. It's also hard as I am now out of the house. My brother's in grad school and my dad is alone. I try to come home when I can, call, and he comes into the city to get dinner, but is it enough? It's hard as I can't be with my dad all the time. I'm trying to create my own life as well, but it breaks my heart that every day he's alone. I know it affects him way more than it does my brother and I. He's strong, and I may not see it all the time, but I know he gets very sad about the situation with my mom. After our family left Christmas Eve this year, my dad broke down and started crying that he missed her, which obviously made me cry. I don't know how I can help him, and I wanted to see if you guys had an opinion on the situation. How would John handle something like this if it were to happen to him?
Right.
And how would you, Braun, I guess, in my shoes, help the situation? Would love to hear your advice. I think it's getting better with time. I just don't know if there's anything I can do.
What a nice daughter.
Yeah.
Seriously. What a
hard situation.
First of all, thank you for sharing that with us. And really, I'm so sorry for what you and your whole family are going through. And I cannot even imagine. So to ask us advice into something like this, it's not an easy one because we can't even understand and comprehend what you're going through. But what I would think is a couple of things on that. Number one, you sound like a very caring daughter. So I think that as long as you just do the best you can, you have to have your own life. And I think your father will want that for you. He doesn't want you to take care of him. But I also think that you just check in on him and just make an effort to see him and let him know you're there for him. I think that's an important thing.
Yeah, like what she's doing seems right.
Right. And I think that he will find his way, and through time, things will get easier. He'll never forget, but it'll get easier. And he sounds young enough where maybe he can have another, future with something or, with someone and whatever's, or find a hobby, whatever it might be. But I think that, I think you seem like you're doing the right thing, and you do care and you are concerned. So just keep doing what you're doing. Just check on your dad, even if it's daily. You can still call your dad every day. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Check in on him and be there.
But also live your life.
Yeah.
I don't think your mother or your father would want you to like give up your life to help to make sure your dad feels less lonely.
That's not fair.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But I don't think she's doing that either. I'm just saying.
Right. But just share, just be there for him and holidays and things like that, and check in and you have your brother and you guys can alternate or whatever. And I think you're doing the right thing. And it's like, there's no right or wrong answer. No right or wrong answer. Not easy.
And of course, it's not going to be easy on your dad, and he is going to be lonely and sad. But like, he's not going to want you to now also be lonely and sad with him. You know, like he.
No, if he loves you, he wants what's best for you. So, it, listen, he's going to have tough times. He's just going to have to deal with it. I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's no.
I think you're doing. I think the reason why we don't have much advice to give is because you're doing the right thing.
It sounds like you are. And again, it's very caring what you wrote in and how you're acting and that you're concerned about your dad. And that's really a nice thing. And it's sorry about your mom and the pain she went through and the family. But every year, I assume, or every day, we should be a little bit easier to handle the pain and the hurt. Again, yeah. I don't know if we helped you. That's just I guess that's all we have to say on that, yeah. Right?
Because I think she's doing the right thing already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sad. That's why you got to enjoy your life and cherish the moments, value the people you love and care about, and don't take things for granted. All right? Yeah. On that note, Ronnie, I love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Okay?
Everybody, take care. Join Patreon. Go to the link, and you can listen to all the great episodes.
Yeah, but there's 127 Patreon episodes, so you can go back and listen to all of them.
$5 a month.
Yeah.
$5 a month.
That's great.
Could you imagine?
So go do it.
All right, bye, guys.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.